Musing with a Computer's Voice. Season 1, Episode 10. On Life, Part 2. This is a poem written by my partner, called Such Heights We Had Almost Climbed. It is a day like no other when I leave the valley. They say it is the same for all those who embark upon this journey. As I start on the road and leave all that is known to me, I still know not these mountains will bring me my own moments of glory. The climb is slow and the scenes are ones which ask for a second glance. Even now I know the departure will be fast and a return would hold no chance. For I already sense the path I travel upon will be the ones to witness my fall. It underlines my excitement with a sadness with the awareness of losing it all. My ascent is marked with the rivers which flow somewhere they yet not know. It is marked with paths which go easy sometimes, but for most of the while it is filled with stones. This journey undertaken is not one for the light-hearted. The terrain gets no easier and neither does the journey back home for the already departed. The contrast of images is stark, with one side of the river never being habited, and the other side brimming with fields of those who have decided to be satisfied with how far they came along the way. Perhaps they came to know better than others the cost of the undertaking they decided to make. That they explore no more the roads which they gave everything up for may seem vain. But perhaps they might be the ones who would be wise. If a bargain, it will still ensure peace in a life. Surviving by the side of a brimming river with the grace of the sun's occasional shine, with no eventual downfall as their choice ensures they live just fine. Winter does not seem to leave for those travelers who carry on, with an occasional visit from behind the clouds. Hope seems to be around for those who have been there long. Yet both know that the road makes no bends for the brave among the crowd. One would venture on, but then one must stop. For with time among the skies the path will drop, and lead us back to where we began. Again to the place where we always knew in the end we would land. Many glories may have been conquered, but none except for a few in a million times would go where the end of the path forebode. The silver peak which never fails to be capped with ice. They say it is the place most only dream of. Only some ever venture far enough to have a shot at conquering the greatest goal of all. But most know to go further would only cause a much faster fall. If with regret even the bravest must come back to home, and look far above at the silver peaks at night, and see how they will still shine and call for new venturers, as well as the occasional experienced sigh, oh, how such heights we had almost climbed.